This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn Sharitz and Xiao Ning. On the local front, we also have Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, who's recently announced that all MPs must declare their net worth to the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. So he's said that the Governance Integrity and Anti-Corruption Centre has proposed that the National Anti-Corruption Plan include asset declaration in the minister's KPI, and this would be imposed on cabinet members and the opposition, as well as their family members.
So some political pundits, they are suggesting, they've put some word in, where more can be done. And here's what they said. Rather than just declaring their assets to the MACC, he's saying that the MPs should declare it publicly, since they are elected officials. So Thomas Fun, the chairman, the current chairman of the Bursay 2.0, he raised some concerns that only telling MACC could give them too much power and discretion.
So for some more insight on this, we speak to Oh Isan, a senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Thank you for joining us, Isan. Good morning. So what has been the biggest impediment to implementing an asset declaration system?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is actually the fact that we have a political system whereby elected representatives, unless they are ministers or deputy ministers, otherwise, if they are just, for example, the MPs, then they are free to pursue their business interests. So, you know, this is, it is still a developing country, and very often you will have a lot of hanky-pankies in your business dealings. Of course, then you would not like to declare a lot of your assets, because some of it may be ill-begotten, for example. So until such time when we have, shall we say, a more professional MP system, like in the United States, for example, you have full-time representatives and senators and so on, then you could, of course, more fully disclose your income and so on. Yeah.
So what is the ideal system of asset declaration that we should strive for in Malaysia?
Well, I think that there should be a combination, as I said, of this professionalization of our elected representatives, such that they are full-time representatives on the one hand, and on the other hand, there should be public disclosure then of their assets, so that not only, as was said before, not only MACC would know how much they are worth, but we, the people who elected them, would similarly know of their net worth.
And also, you know, do you think on the issue of personal safety, do you think that that's a valid concern? And amongst the, you know, the MPs, and are there any provisions in the government to address this concern?
Well, if you are talking about, an MP is a tycoon, therefore he has personal safety concerns. I mean, it's well known certain MPs are tycoons. I mean, it's not as if these are not public information. It's just that we want to know precisely how much they are, I mean, in terms of their net worth and so on. And, that is because we should sort of move forward towards the more, as I say, professionalization of our elected representatives, instead of, they just pursue whatever their various business interests and so on while still being an MP, and thereby incurring possible conflicts of interest. Yeah.
Isan, so what do you think of Bursay's comments that MACC would be given too much power and discretion under an asset disclosure program?
Yeah, because MACC, it's a law enforcement agency, and any time you have a law enforcement agency in a developing country context, there's a fear that powers could be abused and misused. The same thing went for example, the police force and so on. That's why there's recently an independent commission for monitoring the police and so on. We have other enforcement agencies, MACC, even JPJ is an enforcement agency, right? We must make sure that they don't abuse their powers.
Thank you so much. And that was Oh Isan at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs talking to us about the government's proposal that all MPs must declare their net worth to MACC. I think he brought up an interesting point there at the end when he said that it's very much this what the Bursa chairman's statement about giving this proposal, giving MACC too much power, is really rooted in the developing country's sort of mistrust of law enforcement officials, that the idea that law enforcement powers would then be abused and turned against the people.
Yeah, so, and also I think, again, there are enough powers within the parliament. It was also mentioned in the article where the speaker can make certain decisions, for example, to censure some of the whoever MPs that wishes not to declare their assets. I mean, it's within their power whether the speaker decides to do it or not. That's another discussion.
And that's going to be something that we're going to be keeping an eye on, because this is still a developing story. So be sure to keep it here at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.